Good morning, girls. It is September 11th, and it's a bittersweet day for me because it's my wedding anniversary, but it's also a day of remembrance for all these families who lost a loved one in this horrific terrorist attack 5 years ago. So I just want to say a prayer. I hope that you all will take time to say a prayer for those families. And but what do? We have to move on with our lives. We have to keep living, and we have to hopefully learn by this. In fact, I'm writing my blog right now about what are we doing to prepare for this in the future, and what have we learned? I mean, my life certainly really hasn't changed. Are we living in denial? I don't know, but I have Dana in Michigan. How you doing, Dana?
I'm good today. I'm good.
Well, you know, it's really, I may be one of the only few people who is willing to say this out loud, but you know what? How long can we mourn over September 11th? It's a day of remembrance. We say a prayer for the families, but certainly our lives can't stop. We have to move on, and you can't, at least with me, I find I can't really go there. Does that make sense? We live in denial, and that is survival. Does that make sense?
It does.
If you really think about the possibilities of all the things that could happen, or if you really think about the possibilities of all the things that are going to happen, you wouldn't be able to function.
Right. And there are people out there that don't, because they think too much about that kind of thing. And I agree with you that we do need to move on. But I think we still need to be aware, you know, and remember. What
of course happened. You need to remember. But you know what? Do we need to see the videos of the airplanes hitting the building anymore? Do we need to see the bodies flying out of the buildings? I think that it's disrespectful, and I think it's exploitation. Tonight, George Bush is having a State of the Union address. I swear, if he brings up September 11th 5 years ago and talks about terrorism, I'm going to throw the TV out the window. I think that we should think about terrorism, and we should remember September 11th. But I also think that we should stop exploiting the issue, and I don't want to see these videos anymore.
Right.
You know, I don't want to see it. After September 11th, I could not move my arm for 6 months. I had dead arm syndrome from post-traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because I used to work in the World Trade Center. I mean, the job that I left when I was pregnant was in the World Trade Center. And the knowledge that if I wasn't on maternity leave, I would have been there. Because I know me. They would have been like, well, I would have been like, oh, I can't be bothered getting up. The airplane, that was just a mistake. I would have thought it was a mistake that the first tower got hit. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I would have never thought, oh, it's going to hit me next, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what a lot of people thought, is that it was some freak accident when the first one hit.
Right. So I had post-traumatic stress. But now, what have I done to stock up? I don't have any water in my basement. I have no canned goods. Do you?
I have water.
How much?
I have like 4 gallons. Not enough.
You know, and forget about September 11th. What about any other kind of catastrophic event? Look at Katrina. People weren't prepared for that. They are saying that there's going to be a hurricane that's going to hit the East Coast within the next 2 years. It's going to be just like Katrina. And I haven't bought, you know, 1 gallon of water or one, you know, bowl, can of, you know, what is it, Denty Moore stew?
Oh, that's tough.
I don't have any of that in my basement. So I think that my own survival tactic is not to think about it. I don't have my TV on today. I'm not putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see the coverage. I don't want to look at the video. I don't want to think about it. I said a prayer for the victims, a prayer for their families. But you know what? Can I ask a really impolitical, not politically correct question?
Okay.
Is dying on September 11th, that day, is it any worse than dying in another way? Let me ask you this. For a woman whose husband is murdered, okay, in Central Park, or for a mother whose baby died of cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they suffering just as badly as the victims' families from September 11th?
Wow. That's a pretty good... Wow. Yes. I mean, I think death is the same no matter how, because everybody in the family suffers, and it's hurtful, and it's painful. But I get your point that we're memorializing these people. Like, I get it.
I think what's happening is we are memorializing that day as a tragedy to America.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that what's happening is, you know, I don't think that we should take for granted any other death. to anyone else or give them any less respect than the same respect we give to these people.
Right.
You know, I know a woman who's married to a fireman, and she says, you know, my husband, well, actually, she was married to a fireman. Her husband died in the line of duty. He was killed running into a building in New York, and the building collapsed, and this was last year. Now, she says, my husband died in the line of duty. He ran into a building. The building collapsed. Why is his death any less important than the deaths of September 11th? It's a question, and you're not allowed to say that because people think you're being anti-September 11th or what, and it's not the case.
No, I understand what you're saying, and I think it's a very valid point. I think, though, that what happened with September 11th is because, you know, with the death of her husband, it was confined to, you know, that fire department, that family. Whereas the September 11th attacks, it was an assault not only on those people in those buildings and on the airplanes and such, but it was an assault on Americans, period. And
well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I think is what we should be discussing, is how that day should be remembered as an assault on America.
Mm-hmm.
This was the day America changed. I like that. This is the day America changed, and we are not... we are not protected by our oceans any longer, right?
Right.
And, I mean, that is a true fact, and I think that that is the case, and I think that all of our lives have changed since then mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I just think that we should give respect. There should be a moment of silence for all the people who are murdered in this country and all the babies who have died. I think that we have to consider everyone, and I don't know what I think.
It's hard. It is a difficult concept to even grasp, I think. But what got me this morning is, you know, as I was taking the kids to school, I'm listening to the radio and they're running all the numbers about September 11th. And one of the numbers was on September 11th, Walmart sold 116,000 American flags. Well, what happened to all those flags? You don't see that type of spirit anymore, you know, and
people forget. In fact, when is the last time you heard anyone talking about the fact that we're at war, that we have soldiers in Iraq? People don't talk about that. And you know what, I think that in our groups, the mommy groups, we really are just interested in day-to-day taking care of our kids and making sure our kids are fed and our kids are being educated. You know, we always just think about our kids.
We do, but we can't forget those other things, because those other things, it makes me think of voting. Those things are what's going to shape our children's future. So we can't forget. It is imperative that we not completely saturate ourselves with the news, because that's way too depressing, but at least keep up on current events enough to be aware of what's going on.
Right.
So, you know, when elections come around, we do take the steps we need to ensure our children's future.
Right. And you know what? This comes back to something that I've been wanting to write about. Moms need to stay involved, to stay interesting, and to know what's going on in the world. I urge you, read the newspapers, watch the nightly news, pay attention to what's going on. Like, you know, and you have so much power in what you say and what you do. You know, I called Connor's principal the other day, and I complained about something that's happening in the school, and then I called the school board, and, you know, you have to get involved in a local level and that in your community and make your voices heard.
Definitely.
So, Dana, yeah, I don't want to, you know, I don't even want to talk about this anymore, because I want us to just, I want to respect the day. I want to respect the families, and I think the best way to do that is to just leave it be, is to just not exploit the issue anymore. So God bless all those families. I mean, what a horrific, horrific way to remember your family, knowing that somebody died in this horrible, you know, act of terrorism. But I think that the rest of us, the best thing we could do is to just be supportive and silent. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
You know, I just don't like the fact, I feel like we're, you know, if I see one more movie or one more documentary showing those videotapes again, I just can't take it. So my TV is off today, girls. And, you know, Dana.
Yes.
We left Friday's podcast talking about sex. And I told you on Friday, I said, we're going to talk about this on Monday. And I was thinking about it all weekend, and I have decided that one of the biggest problems, and I sound like a prude, but I realized I am a prude. I think that we are like in a society gone wild. You know, girls gone wild? This is like America's gone wild. Everyone is like a sex freak. You know, between all of the porn, all of these freaky things that people do, you know, these the key parties. We talked about that on Friday, where people go to parties and
change keys, yeah.
And leave with a different person's spouse, the swapping, all these shows on TV, real sex, and all these crazy things. And you know what? Now, I'm not anti-gay, and I want people to live their lifestyles and all that, but does everyone on TV now have to be gay? Is it in style to be gay? I am offended. I think it's ridiculous that Rosie O'Donnell is on The View, and I'm not. I think I should be in that slot, don't you?
No, because that would take too much time and you couldn't do Happy Housewives Club. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Rosie.
I like Rosie, but I'm saying if you turn on the TV now, it's become, I think, it's more in style to be gay or lesbian than it is to be, like, regular. Like, it's hot now. Like, you have to be gay. You have to be gay, or you have to be a woman who is heterosexual but who's willing to make out with another woman. Do you see that, too? All these girls who are, like, kissing other girls and stuff?
Yes. Yeah. Well, remember...
What the hell is that?
Well, Britney Spears and Madonna, what was that, a couple years ago the VMAs?
This is now in style for girls to be making out. I can proudly say that I have never made out with another girl. Now,
Wait. What? You just said you could probably say...
Proudly say.
Oh, proudly say. Okay.
I can proudly say it. And, you know, I am happily married to my one husband. We don't cheat on each other. At least I don't think he's cheating.
Well, he'd be dead if he found out.
You know, I mean, is it okay in this country to have a traditional life where you have normal sex and you're not doing, like, freako things? I mean, who the hell is putting a pole in their bedroom? All these people putting poles in their bedroom and swings and... Why is everyone so sexed up? I don't get it.
I don't know either.
And I sound like this crazy conservative, and I'm not even trying to be. I just think that, you know what I think? That when we have all of this looking over the fence, thinking the other person's yard is greener, we have all of these fake aspirations of what life needs to be. And everyone now feels like they have to, you know, make so much money and wear these, you know, everything's designer and all this crazy sex stuff and everything that's on TV. I think that we're like America's gone wild.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
I think
I'm going to make like a videotape, America Gone Wild.
Yeah, get all the girls from the website. We'll have a convention in Las Vegas and start taking the videos. That'd be fun.
But I think, you know, I think that I'm going to start, and maybe this is my next book, you know, a next step in Happy Housewives, which is more bring back the old traditions. You know, maybe we were better off in the 50s.
Oh, don't say that. Then
why not?
Well, no, because you're going to start getting a whole bunch more of those cyber moms after you.
Oh, who cares? Like, I care about the cyber moms. A bunch of crazy, angry, dyke, crazy feminists. You know what? Listen, I consider myself a feminist. You know why? I want women to have equal pay. I want women to be able to vote. I want women to have the same rights as men to a certain point.
Right.
I think any woman who is fighting to go to combat to stand next to a man is an idiot.
Yep.
Why would you fight to go die and stand in combat? Let the men die.
Well, and not only that, and I'm probably going to get myself in a lot of trouble for saying
this. Be careful.
Women are not built the same as men, period.
I cannot
physically handle the same things that men can. And so in combat, we can't do the same things as men can do. It's just the way it is.
But really, what is wrong with that? Like, what is wrong with, I am all for profiling. What is wrong with saying, you know what? If I'm going to be in a fire, I want a big, hurly-burly, 6'4" guy to pull me out. Not a 4'2" girl. Okay? If we're at war, I want some big, raunchy guys on, you know, on the combat lines, not some girls who are going to cry. And maybe, listen, maybe not all girls are going to cry, because I've seen some tough girls in my day, okay?
Yep.
But this is the way it is. I don't get why would you fight to have equal rights to go kill yourself and die? It makes no sense. I like the old-fashioned way where the men did all the grunt work, the men went and got killed, the women stayed home in the country and were safe with the children.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong with it. Amen. Yes, I agree.
You know what? And the cyber moms and the feminists do have a good point. Then they feel like I'm putting women in jeopardy because I say that it's okay to stay home and let your husband work and you know, and you can be home. And they feel like women are losing a piece of power by me saying that, because what if the guy leaves you? You know, then you're in a bad situation. But I think that if you're home and you're reinventing yourself and you're staying up with current events and you're smart and you have a little something going on the side and you keep a good, strong, healthy marriage, and if that's what you want to do, then you should be able to do that in peace. But we are over time, Dana, so I'm going to say goodbye to you. Goodbye, girls, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. See you later.